Every year, for 2 months, between the end of July and the end of September, the public is given the chance to visit one of Queen's palaces. Buckingham Palace is the official residence of Queen Elizabeth II, and has been the official London residence of Britain's sovereign since 1837. It's also the administrative headquarters of the monarch. There are many offices in this very impressive building, and I just found out that it has 775 rooms. And these rooms include 19 staterooms, which are open to the public in the summer. Jennifer Scott is the assistant curator in the palace, and here she shows us the throne room.
Well, it's a pretty fantastic room, as you can see. As soon as you walk in, it's got that wow factor. And I think that helps us to understand the function of this room, because it's intended for when visitors come to see the monarch, they come in to see the monarch enthroned here, and they are intended to be overawed by the opulence, the magnificence of this setting. That's right, of the Queen's wedding photograph, and she was photographed standing here with the wedding party. And I think it makes the perfect setting, really, with the throne canopy overhead. But I think that helps us to remember that this is a room where history is constantly being made. This is a room that is used today still for many functions.
In 1853, Queen Victoria decided that the palace needed a room to entertain its guests. So an extension was built to open up the palace.
What a glorious extension, really. This is the ballroom, so it's intended for balls and for concerts. And it's massive. It's 34 metres long. So really, when you come in here, it gives you that experience as a visitor, the experience of coming into the palace and the way in which the architecture works to give you a sense of state.
Well, Buckingham Palace is one of Britain's great national treasures and is definitely worth a visit.